The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's good morning to Conor Faulkner, travel commentator and consultant of the RIAC. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Hello.
Now, lots to talk about today. Driving tests, quite dramatic.
Yeah, the RSA have released some information on driving tests. We have a backlog update. But more interestingly, they're talking about the complaints and abuse that testers sometimes have to face. And it's extraordinary. This is when somebody fails the test. And apparently they've had multiple accusations of racism. They've had people losing their temper, literally tipping over tables. They had a test applicant punching the walls and kicking the furniture, which is a bit of an extreme reaction to being told that you failed the test. And they even incredibly had a couple of cases where the tester received a menacing letter to their home address, right, and Gardaí were involved.
Now, the problem, I suppose, when you've been waiting for months and months and months and months and months to get your test, and then you try it and you fail it, people become incredibly frustrated. I'm not condoning that kind of behaviour. But the waiting lists, I mean, they're desperate.
They are desperate, and they're as bad as they've been since before the pandemic. Now, in fairness to the system, they are conducting more tests and they are trying to add capacity. There's only 144 testers employed, and there's 250,000 tests a year. Now, they have sanctioned to recruit 70 more. They're trying to do that, and there's other sort of waiting list initiatives, backlogs. But for as long as I've been talking about it, Pat, they've had a target of a 12-week waiting list, and they've never been anywhere near it.
They do say if you need it for your job or whatever, we'll try and help you jump the queue so you get an early test. But there are people gaming that system with bots.
Yeah. Now, the RSA have usually been pretty good at this, so they dynamically manage the waiting list, and there's cancellation slots and there's no shows, which is very wasteful as well. So I've had direct personal experience being, you know, putting clients and just talking to the RSA and people talking to me, and they're very good. I mean, they will intervene if you've got a job interview or a job offer or something like that contingent. They'll try and find your cancellation slot and they publish the cancellation slots. But apparently there are people paying third party apps that are skimming the site and snapping up the spots and reselling them. And that seems to be a pretty big concern. RSA are going to have to fix that fundamentally by addressing the delay and recruiting testers, but also just on that sort of screen skimming bots out there. Look, other industries have had to deal with that. Ryanair had to deal with that famously. I mean, there have to be fixes there to prevent that behaviour, because it is skipping the queue.
Now, a couple of other stories. There's a recall on the Ford Kuga. Why?
Yeah, now this is a recall, and so they do happen. They're much more common than people think. It sounds rather alarming. It's the Ford Kuga manufactured between 2019 and 2023. There's just less than 3,000 of them in Ireland. This one is a plug-in hybrid. There is a software issue which affects the governance of the battery. Practical upshot is, in very rare cases, the battery can overheat and become a fire risk. Now, that sounds pretty dramatic. There have been no cases reported in Ireland, but because it's a battery, because it's electric, people are a little bit scared by it. Believe me, a product recall like this, very common. Gasoline will explode if you don't treat it properly. Mm. You'll get recalls for internal combustion engines. The recall itself is not terribly alarming. But if you own one of those Ford Kugas, 2019 to 2023, the plug-in hybrid, just look it up on the website. You'll get your information from Ford. They're putting together a software download patch which will fix the problem. They'll have that ready in a week or so. So no real cause for alarm, but check if your car's affected, and if it is, don't charge it in the meantime.
And finally, Europe is going to phase out petrol and diesel cars by, 2035?
Yeah.
They're having a rethink.
Yeah, now this is actually a huge one. And there's an article in the Washington Post which has an American slant on it and is a little bit critical of Europe. And you can sort of see some of the American perspective seeping through on it. But their big point is a fair one. The European car industry collectively, a big, slow-moving dinosaur that has declared that it wants to switch to electric vehicles, acknowledges that the combustion engine is on its way out, but hasn't been able to pivot anywhere near quickly enough. The European car industry, particularly brands like Volkswagen, are labouring to produce electric cars of the quality that is coming out of China and at a price that can match what's coming out of China. So they're losing their lunch. Volkswagen is really suffering in China, where it used to be the biggest foreign brand, but it's now being taken to the cleaners by the BYDs, etc. So what is Europe going to do about it? Collectively, legislatively, it looks like moving the goalposts, where they had an aspiration of phasing out the internal combustion engine by 2035. think there's a general acceptance. I was always ambitious and the tale is going to be longer than that. So the Washington Post's interpretation on this potential moving of the 2035 deadline is that, you know, Europe is now acknowledging how far behind it is on the required innovation and required change to that huge industry.
And this is nothing to do with Trump wanting to sell more American cars into Europe, or is it?
Well, it might well be. And as I say, you can smell the American sniff off the article and the way that it's written. But the fundamental problem is still the same. And look, it's a huge legacy heavy manufacturer. We don't feel it in Ireland so much, but it's really politically important in places like Northern Italy, where Fiat are based. So Meloni, you know, it's in a sense speaks what the car industry once said. It's a hugely influential industry in Germany and in France, and collectively it's very influential in Europe. It's about 7% of European manufacturing, I think it is. So it's one of our biggest heavy industries. And it is ultimately going to have to switch to producing electric vehicles. And everybody does know that. You're not going to be making petrol and diesel engines in 50 years' time.
No, but I'm just looking at a story that I saw about Ford. They're developing a new lithium manganese rich battery called LMR technology, which is going to reduce EV costs and extend driving range by the year 2030. So,
and they'll come faster than that even. I mean, I know that one of the Japanese manufacturers was talking about a standard EV battery with 1,000 kilometres.
This was Toyota, I think.
Toyota was. And it's been prone to a lot of these exaggerated claims. And so they haven't quite got there yet. And as a collective, they're not going to get there as fast as they thought they would when you asked them 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But they've got to be more innovative. They've got to be faster, quicker. If you want to catch the Chinese, tariffs is not the way to do it. Improving innovation on your own side is the way to go about it.
Conor Faulkner, travel commentator and consultant to the RIAC. Conor, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.